listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com. It's time for Between the Pipes with Andrew Raycroft.
Hey, let's go.
There's going to be a lot of traffic on the way to the game.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of my way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Great plates. I want them too. Are you even old enough to drive?
Presented by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow on WEEI.
11:01 here on this Thursday. It's a Bruins Thursday. We flow right into the Harbor One Hotline with our friend Andrew Raycroft of Ness in Between the Pipes with Andrew Raycroft, presented by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Razor, good morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm fantastic.
Did you get impacted at all by the media crush outside Chris Rock? Did you try to get some tickets for last night? Were you on that watch? Or, as your friend Bill Jaffe put out there on Twitter, were you too busy slamming down some clam chowder?
No, yeah, I've mailed in the Will Smith Chris Rock drama. It's got to be fake, right?
No! It's not fake. I don't think it is.
Look at all the publicity Chris Rock's getting now, like sold-out shows. I hadn't thought of Chris Rock in years. Will Smith, I haven't thought in decades. These guys, I don't know.
Allow me to retort. First of all, the Rock shows were already sold out. And second of all, what does Will Smith get out of this besides millions of people hating him?
I don't know. He's got to get something out. No news is good news for all of these guys. Let's be serious. He probably got an extra 100,000 followers, and now he gets more. You know, at some point, this is going to pay off for these guys.
So when are you just going to get up and slap Jaffe on Nesson and walk off and get yourself 25,000 followers or something?
Yeah,
hey, Barry Peterson, bang, 25,000 followers.
I'm sure Nesson would love the ratings if we did that.
That would be nice. Another reason to watch. You never know.
Alarms
that's
will
right.
go
you
off.
Never know. Hey, that's right. I'm going to leave everybody. That could happen tonight. You never know.
How great would that be? Well, I know that the Bruins lost to Toronto on a Tuesday, Razor, and one of the things that jumped out was the way that Toronto kind of outskated the Bruins. Is that a real worry if there is a matchup in the future? What did you make of the Tuesday performance against Toronto?
No, I don't think it's a worry. I think they have to be much better with the puck. I mean, the back end was what played its worst game of the season. At least worst game against a good team of the season. You can't get away with giving up the puck on a consistent basis in the neutral zone against the Toronto Maple Leafs, especially Matthews, Marner, when those guys are on the ice. You can't get torched, and they did. Tuesday night, they were surprised at how poorly they played because they've been on such a good run. So I don't believe that it's a real problem going forward. I think it's better to have this happen now than come May 2nd.
It's been, three games, I think, for Hampus. What are your thoughts with him and how he fits in with the team?
I think he fits in great. I think their ability to go down to four or five defensemen like they did, even in the first period against the Leafs, it didn't go well, but they were able to get Forbert out in certain situations and get him on the PK. That's where he's great. And be able to have Lindholm and McAvoy basically on the ice half the game if they really choose to is such a luxury. He wasn't perfect with the puck the other night either, but just his hockey sense, to see him jump in the rush the way he does. The Bruins haven't had a D-man like him in a really long time, and he's going to really complement well with everybody.
Is there anything about his game that maybe you didn't know that you've seen now that you've actually got to, like, watch him up close for a couple of games?
Well, I think it's his ability, and I guess I knew this, but when you see it on the ice, it's just his ability to jump in. In the first period last night, early in the first, He makes an outlet pass, and he jumps all the way into the rush and gets a really good opportunity on the Leafs. They just missed the net on a tip just to the left of Leafs goaltender Schalgren at that point. And we haven't seen a defenseman jump into the rush that way since Torrey Krug anyways. And it just was a lot of fun to see his hockey sense and see how he sees the ice a little bit differently than most guys.
Do you think it's better to have a super pair of Hampus and McAvoy together or splitting those guys up so you have one of them on the ice for the majority of the game?
Well, I think the super pair will get used more often going forward. They need Brandon Carlo going. He did not have a good game the other night. They really depend on him. And a lot of this will depend on if Carlo's going really well, and you can go Lindholm, Carlo at times, and then have McAvoy and Grizzlick. We know how well they play together, especially 5-on-5, especially offensively. If you can get them to take offensive zone faceoffs, for instance, and then be able to come back with a Lindholm Carlo. But a lot of that depends on Carlo and his hit, where his game is at. And last game, it certainly wasn't at the level where you want to waste Lindholm with Carlo. You want to have him out there with McAvoy more often. So it's still a work in progress. I don't think they really understand or really know for sure what's best, but you're going to see a lot of the super pair more often than not, in my opinion.
Andrew Raycroft with Gresham Keefe on the Harbor One Hotline talking about these Boston Bruins. The Sway Man took it on the chin against Toronto. What do you make of the timing of this, considering he's such a young player and the playoffs are not that far away?
It's okay. It's okay. Again, you'd rather have it happen May 2nd. You know, you don't want that to happen first game of the playoffs. Then you're panicking. I thought he looked a little nervous. I thought it was a big game for him because he hasn't played Toronto Maple Leafs in his career. He's going up against, it's a little bit of a different animal than Tampa, where Tampa, he's probably more focused on a Hedman or a Vasilevsky. I can't believe I'm playing these guys. Instead, you're playing a 50-goal scorer in Matthews or a big guy like Marner or another 80-point guy in William Nylander. So he didn't look comfortable, but that's okay. It's part of the learning, part of the development. And look, Linus Ullmark's been very good, and now he's going to have an opportunity here maybe to roll with it. He's going to play tonight if he gets a win. He plays Saturday again maybe, and you know, he has an opportunity. So it's still a work in progress. The Bruins have said that all along. I'm not concerned. I wanted Swayman to play Tampa and Toronto by the end of the season to see where he's at and get that comfort level come playoff time.
Are you buying the Maple Leafs at all? You know, because I don't know when the last time they made it out of the first round of the playoffs. Been forever. They have awesome talent. You just rattled through some of those names, but are you buying them as a real contender yet?
No. No, certainly not as a contender. They have goalie issues. Mrazek's out, Campbell's out. They're down to their third, fourth guy. And even if Jack Campbell is their starter, I'm not sold on him. Now, they have a puncher's chance to get out of the first round anytime. That's the reality. The first round's so difficult in the Eastern Conference this year. And we saw it the other night. If Matthews and Marner are scoring goals, they can outscore you. Bruins didn't play great, and they still scored four goals, but the Leafs scored six. So that's what that series would look like. That's what the only way Leafs can win a series is if they're getting five or six a night. So you can't contend that way, but they do have a puncher's chance of getting out of the first round, from what I see.
Razor, I know that in the Toronto game, Taylor Hall had a little kerfuffle with one of the Maple Leafs players where I thought he got hit in a dangerous way from behind. Taylor Hall jumped up and he went Will Smith from behind on the gentleman. Wow. And, of course, Taylor Hall gets the maximum fine. It's like $5,000. What did you make of the whole incident and the fact that Hall got fined? Was it warranted?
I didn't think much of it. And, of course, everyone in Toronto, you know, does the Toronto media thing, but and thought it was suspension worthy. I didn't think anything of it. I suppose the $5,000 to Taylor Hall is a quarter to the rest of us. So, I mean, that's no sweat for him, and it goes into the alumni fund. So at some point, some of us are going to get a touch on that $5,000. So that's a good thing. But I didn't think much of it, and $5,000 is the maximum that I would ever think of giving a play like that. I thought he got up, he was upset, he got hit from behind, and the other guy probably should have protected himself a little better.
Tonight is Tuukka night, the ceremonial puck drop with Tuukka in the house. I'm assuming that you get the interview because you're the goalie, but I guess this is a long time coming, and I don't know, does this kind of close the Tuukka chapter with what's going to go down this evening?
I think it is. I think this is it for the Tuukka chapter. I don't think his number's going to the rafters. I think this is his night to be honored, and he'll be around Boston. He'll hang out. He'll be at games. I'm sure we'll see more of him. But when it comes to being honored and individually, this is probably it, and it's fitting. It'll be nice to see him out there, and hopefully he gets a good ovation.
Why not space that out? Don't you think it would have been better next year? I mean, this was a year where he came back, tried to come back, didn't work, and now you're kind of shoehorning this in for this year. Next season would have been better.
Next year he'll be in Finland, that's why.
No, I'm not sure. I don't know the logistics of it. It is an interesting question because, it's kind of – and it's a Thursday night against New Jersey, kind of sneaking up on everybody. I'm not sure. It's a good question that maybe Tuukka just wanted to get it over with too. He's true. The kind of guy that, he doesn't really want to deal with this and have it linger on too long. So if you're going to honor me, let's do it. Let's get it over with, and we'll get to the golf course sooner than later.
Now, our Twitch chat wants to put you in the tickle trunk, Andrew Raycroft, with your comment about you haven't thought about Will Smith in decades. So the Twitch chat jumped all over you. However, you are the one who created and made us aware of the tickle trunk. Who is in it this week?
Positive. I'm saying, coming off these losses, I'm going to go back to the pot. Curtis Lazar. Big scored a goal the other night, got out of his drought. He leads the forwards in block shots. He leads the team in hits. What he's doing for the fourth line, I don't think he gets a lot of love for it, so I wanted to take this opportunity to give it to him. Really important piece to this team. Has some skill, but again, he understands his role, and he's doing a really good job on the fourth line. We've talked a lot the last couple years how they haven't had that, and I think he's giving the Bruins that. Curtis Lazar in the tickle trunk. Because he's doing a great job.
Well, it's no surprise Razor hasn't thought of Will Smith or Chris Rock in decades. He also thinks Ozark's better than Breaking Bad.
Oh,
we're gonna talk
boy.
About this. So, I mean, it kind of goes, it's taste.
You know what? I have a funny feeling that Razor might have to get an invite to the Dork podcast to be able to settle this.
That
Davey Eyeballs might have to be the one to be the referee between you two.
No, he's a big Breaking Bad guy, too. So,
it'd be a handicap match.
Power play.
So Razor's got to bring in somebody to help him out. That's
it.
Power
anytime.
Play. There you go. Hey, Razor, thanks for the time, friend. We appreciate it. We always love talking to you. We'll catch you on NESN and on Sunday Skate as well here on WEEI.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good week.
There goes Andrew Raycroft.